Welcome to the Council of Moms. I'm your host, Lisa Valentine Clark, mom of five, friend to all. And we're really, I don't know why I said that, but it feels right. And that's what we do on the Council of Moms. We say what we feel is right. We've got a great lineup for you today and interesting questions. I love it because the Council of Moms is where we are ourselves authentically. We share ideas, we share hope, and a couple of laughs because we can't take ourselves too seriously. If motherhood has taught us anything, it is that. I love it. Council of Moms, the less our kids want our advice, the more we need each other's.
100%.
That is true.
Council of Moms, still here. Still here.
Yes.
And as always, Council of Moms, made with real moms. I'm a real mom of five. I have a bunch of baby adults who are wending their way. You know, when I think of being a mom, I think of like my little baby ducklings just trying to follow. I don't know where the ducklings are. I think one of them is up in a tree, but I know where they are metaphorically. So I feel like I'm ahead. That is my motherhood story, and I'm sticking with it. Here also today with us is...
I'm Wendy. I'm here in Nebraska, a mom of four and lovey to two magical grandbabies, which makes the parenting of regular kids worth it. I'm just a real life mom. I'm not, you know, I like to say, I'm not a real mom. I'm a cool mom, but I'm not, I don't know if I'm super cool or not. We'll see.
We think just, you are.
Just realistic mom. That's what I am.
I love it.
I'm Erica, and I am mother to five boys, ages 27 to 14, who have not given me grandchildren. So now I'm a little annoyed already with that.
That's how we're starting.
Because I want to be lovey to something.
Yes.
Anyway, someday. Not today.
You're lovely to all of us, Erica. Hey, y'all.
Right?
Thanks, G.
Of course. Yes. I'm G. And grateful to be here today, a mother of many, because your adulting children bring all their friends over, always unannounced. But we love it. empty nester turned full nester again, and grateful to be here.
Well, thank you so much for everybody's time. We're going to dive in to our question of the day, which is, Dear Council of Moms, Halloween is coming, and as a mom, I find all the stress and expense and chaos of costumes and candy to be very spooky. Got any advice for me?
My first piece of advice would be, and I don't know if you guys have experienced this, the multiple parties that require costumes and my kids not wanting to wear the same costume. To all the parties. Have you guys had this problem?
Yes.
Like, well, there's the family Halloween and everyone goes as a theme.
Right.
And then there's the school party and I want to wear this for the school party. And then if we go to some church function and there's a part, like my only advice would be one costume. Like one costume. It's enough to stress you out over one, much less five. But
Or the costume box. We always had a collection of the costume box. So fine, you want to go something else, you know, go check out the costume box. But I'll help create one costume. Yeah, I think Halloween is tricky. And I feel like families are either totally all in or they're just kind of sideline Halloween people, which is totally fine. I think it's up to you and your family to decide how you want to do it. There's no right way that you have to do it. You don't have to go to all the events.
No.
You don't have to go to the trunk or treat. You don't have to do the whole neighborhood party. You can make it whatever you want. You can, you know, and I know that that's tricky on social media and in the neighborhood and all of that. But you really can make it whatever you want. And maybe talk it up to your kids if you're like, we are not going out. Be like, okay, we're going to order pizza and have popcorn and watch a spooky movie. And like, that's what we're going to do. You really can create it any way you want it to be.
You mean I don't have to make the candles that hang from the ceiling from Hogwarts?
I mean, Lisa would.
And brew butterbeer?
Now listen,
to be fair, in my family, I believe in being an intentional family, right? Like, you decide. And we, like, Halloween, it's like...
You're a Halloween family.
Bigger than Christmas at my house. Oh, like, wow. We were a Halloween family. We have a lot of traditions around Halloween. My kids look forward to Halloween almost as much as Christmas morning. Like, so...
Which is great. You've just created this great. Culture of... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you're not into it and you don't like it, I totally get it. So when I even hear this question about stress and expense and chaos of costumes and candy, I'm like, yeah, isn't it great?
So fun.
But there are other holidays that I don't have any, like I do not celebrate. I don't have any like feeling towards. Like I don't really go all out for New Year's. I don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I don't do Elf on the Shelf. Like there's you can't say yes to everything. Right. I just happen to say, "Oh yeah," to Halloween.
Halloween.
Like what else can we do? So, yeah, that makes it a trickier question for me to answer.
So, I have a question. And G, I'm trying like what was your philosophy on trick-or-treating ages, because this has been a real debate in our house.
Yeah.
What did you do for your kids?
Gosh, guys. Well, I think it just depends, like you're saying, on the age, because sometimes it can go the opposite, where it's like, okay, you're a high school student. Are you really going to go out trick-or-treating? You know?
Yes.
Where it kind of is like, why are you guys going out trick-or-treating? But I think when they're younger, definitely we would take our kids around the block and be with them. And then they got into middle school and they'll probably want to go with their friends, but within reason, like tell us where you're going to go. And then high school, I think they more hung out, right, with their friends.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, Erica, how you bring up, like, you have a costume for high school, right? And typically our kids would gravitate to what their friend group was doing. Like one time, I wish I had a picture, but my son dressed up as Dora. And I was like, as a 17-year-old boy.
The explorer?
The
backpack. He had the backpack. He had the tight shorts on. And I was like...
That's
what
actually pretty
whole,
great.
Yeah. What is this whole vibe? And the little hair, you know, because he has an afro, but he had straight hair that day. So I guess it depends on your friend group and how into Halloween they are. I always used our kids' sport uniforms as a backup. Like, okay, you don't have a costume. Well, go as a football player, go as, you know, a track person, go as something that was already in the house. But I got to tell you, Halloween has always been a sense of creativity for me because our family, it is expensive, right? You got all these kids, they want all the latest costumes and it's like, you have to use your creativity. So our favorite, well, at least my favorite for the family was we dressed up as KISS, the rock group, because my husband back
this
in the day
amazing.
Was yes. like a total, I don't know what you call the KISS fan, rock fan.
Yeah.
What do you call them? Do they have a name?
Just a headbanger heavy metal.
Yeah. But in college here at BYU, mind you, he was doing the face paint for KISS.
Nice.
And
this
so
is
I'm
amazing.
Like, man, Star. Dad's going back working with BYU football. Let's pay homage to KISS, right? The time that he was actually there in college. And so I took all the football players' pads and we put them on. And I literally cut out designs in cardboard and wrapped it with foil paper. And I mean,
this
you wore
awesome.
All black, but then you wore the foil and it really stood out. And then he did the face paint. So when we showed up, I mean, it was like a vibe, right? It's like, whoa, who are these people? Because I had like the pads on and then I trickled down like some sequence thing coming down. And, you know, I mean, you just have to own it. If you're gonna be a rock band, you gotta own it. So
come on.
And who cares? I mean, foil and cardboard paper with, you know, shoulder pads or football pads on. It was awesome. But
amazing.
That is the true spirit of Halloween.
There you go. There
right
you
there.
Go.
That is so great. I love it. And I think too, this idea of like the costume box, like we always had that because my late husband and I are into theater. And so we just had random like costume pieces all the time and masks and things like weird things just that we had had for, and let's face it too, like I do different like improv shows and stuff. So I have a box of costumes, just mom's costumes.
All the
you
wigs.
Have to ask for permission.
Permission.
To get into
yes.
mom's wigs. And so I realized that that is an unusual situation. But something that was really fun is that my mom, who's a really great seamstress, was like, oh, I know you can't sew, Lisa. Thanks, Mom. But not for lack of trying. But she's like, I would love to make costumes for your kids for Halloween, like as my like grandma thing. Aww. And again, not everybody can do that. But like what my daughter Phoebe was the Queen of Hearts and she had a thing like Owen wanted to be a knight. And she made this like with metallic fabric, this chainmail stuff that like looked, I mean, these amazing costumes wow. that she would make. And I've kept all of them in our costume box. So if you're number five, you've got lots of choices.
Yes. There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
If you're one, then you can kind of decide what goes in the box. But so everybody kind of gets there. And I think that's kind of part of the fun too, of like planning the costume with grandma, you know, going to the fabric store with her to pick it out. And it became an opportunity just to have like a connection and something fun to look forward to. And while I might not be the sewing grandma, I'm not even a grandma, but it does like get these ideas of, oh, this is where like other family members can step in if they have a little bit more time or energy to do something like that.
Yeah, I love G talking about it. It gives you a chance to be creative. My kids, as much as I really wanted them to just pick a costume at the store, my kids never wanted to be something you could just buy.
Really?
Like,
yeah.
They wanted to be the obscure, like, B or C character of the show. They didn't want to be the first one. So it always
They're
was
artists.
Some, it always was some, I was like, nobody's even going to know who you are. They were like, I don't care. I want to be Aviva from Wild Kratts. I'm like, okay, let's do it.
Wendy,
so I am not a I'm not a seamstress either, but it did give me a chance. I was like, listen, it's a Halloween costume. I can sew basic lines of a pattern to try and make this for you. So it did give me a chance to have a little bit of creativity. And I do love, love, love for my grandbabies. I start talking with my daughter. I definitely make more of a big deal of it than she does. But I'm like, what are you going to be? What are they going to be for Halloween? And how can I help? And let me make this happen. And we even had Matt even made Arrow. My three-year-old grandson wanted to, he was obsessed with the Blue Angels and fighter pilots and stuff. So we bought him this little flight suit and some sunglasses, and Matt made a fighter jet out of cardboard. So again, G, cardboard and spray
cardboard,
paint
yep.
is amazing.
Don't
and
have to start saving those cardboard
know,
boxes,
save the boxes
in the summer.
Made the jet that he could walk around in. So I do feel like it, and honestly, it doesn't matter if your kid wants to be the Buzz Lightyear $10 costume from the store. Amazing. Do that. My kids never wanted to. They wanted to be something else. So we were constantly like cutting out felt to make
yes.
a vest and all of that.
I love felt because like you, Lisa, I'm not handy with the sewing machine. But when you have kids that are creative, one year I did Barney. And I did what's Barney's sister name? The one with the big.
Oh, yeah. I used to know.
What was her? Anyways.
Her name?
You guys,
the
all the hours that we spend watching that show.
I know,
come on.
Right? And it's telling of my kids'
Sissy?
Age.
Did he call her Sissy?
Sissy?
Was
it
Sissy?
Sissy?
I don't know.
Man,
she
no
had
wonder
a name.
We have a
I'm
nickname
Google
for
it.
Our daughter that's
I know.
Sissy.
I'm
like, I didn't even know
Google
that
it.
Came from Barney. I thought it was just
out.
Short for Sissy. But anyways, yes, I got the felt. I did the Barney and the Sissy
felt
together.
Felt and hot glue.
Yes,
it's Tina.
Glue.
Her name's
glue.
Tina.
Oh,
it is not.
Okay, Tina, sorry.
I was not. I thought it was Sissy, but why is Tina the best name ever?
Oh, my gosh.
It's Tina?
It's Tina.
Why
that's
did I not know that?
That's what the internet says.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know.
But then that trickled down to the next year. The Teletubbies was so hot. Yes. And it was like, ooh, I'm going to try now the Teletubbies. And
the big, we, like,
yes, yeah. With the circle on the top of the head. The hat. And mind you, we went around our neighborhood. They had a lot of young families. And everyone's like, oh, my gosh, the Teletubbies. Where did you guys get that? And it was like, dude, I made it.
Made it by myself. What is it hard? Mic drop. Done.
Yes.
I like this, G. Yeah. I like this. Mm-hmm.
You know, you do what you can with what you have for
you
your
could do also, a lot with felt and hot glue. It's great.
Felt and hot glue, yeah. Cardboard and foil, guys.
Make the vision come to life.
That's right.
So oh, this here. Just in, Baby Bop, not Barney's, Barney's
it's
relation.
Baby Bop.
It was Baby Bop. Not, they weren't
no,
related?
They're Baby not related, Bop. According to the internet.
Oh,
anyway,
not related,
I knew we couldn't move on unless you knew that.
It was Baby Bop.
It was Baby Bop. It was. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, guys.
But now I'm interested in Barney's sister, Tina.
Listen, there's a whole backstory.
I'm
we'll get into
notes
it on
for
it.
Halloween costumes this year, Barney and Tina and Baby Bop.
Oh, man.
I was going to say that my son, I remember he was totally into the Thomas the Tank Engine trains when he was younger. When Halloween came around, what did he want to be? Not a train. He wanted to be the water tower.
Stop.
Thanks. Thanks. I'll just zip down to Target and see if we have some water tower
Nothing
costumes.
You can buy.
Excuse me. I'm going down to
Save
Halloween City. Yes. Do you have a Thomas the Tank Engine water
but the
tower?
Water tower.
No. No. Anything water adjacent? Anyone? No? Okay. Cool.
So note to everybody, start saving those cardboard boxes this summer because your kid is going to want to be the water tower.
They're it's like the little for the Council of Moms. Save all the cardboard. You need it more than you think.
So my other note about Halloween is I always made sure my kids for about 6 weeks were saying the same thing because kids always at the last minute want something
to change
else.
Their mind.
What's your policy on that then?
Yeah,
because I've had
mine's
kids
about,
do that and then I feel
mine's
horrible.
Mine's about 6 weeks. If they want to change at the last minute, it's the costume box. Like
there
I'm
you
not
go.
Last minute.
There you go.
So yeah, so I did have one daughter who at the last minute decided to be a baked potato. So I was like, well.
If this isn't a metaphor for motherhood, I don't know what.
I let her use my half marathon aluminum sheet that they give you.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
So we wrapped it around her like she was a baked potato covered in
like
foil.
A baked potato.
I was like, this is all I can offer you at this point. Like day before.
Tell me you had a yellow beret that looked like a pat of butter.
I did not. We had no kind of butter. I do think we had something
a yellow
that was
beret
like sour
would have
cream.
Been great. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, my policy is about, it was always about 6 weeks to a month. And when they were little, what do you want to be for Halloween? And you're like, okay, that was different than last time.
Did you see that meme going around where they keep asking this kid and it shows the time and it's like a 3-year-old and she just wants to be a pair of pants.
Yes.
She wants to be a pair of pants.
She wants to be a pair of pants. Oh my goodness.
And so then they show like them asking her all the time. She's like, pants. And then on Halloween, she's a pair of pants going trick or treating. And it's
and the happiest pair of pants you ever did see.
Yes.
I have a water tower I could introduce her to.
Yeah,
I got to ask you guys, on the flip side of Halloween, when it's not Halloween and you can't get your kids out of their costume, like, have you ever had that issue?
Oh, yeah.
I had a son who loved the Red Power Ranger, and he literally would wear that costume every day and only to take it off, you know, to wash it.
Yeah.
But, oh, my goodness, that was kind of...
You know what? I love seeing kids at the store in their costume.
We had a Spider-Man situation for years.
I always just want to say, good job, Mom. You got them exactly what they wanted, and they're still wearing it in May to the grocery store. Good job.
That is money well spent.
Yeah.
That is money well spent.
Good return on investment.
You got your price per wear down, and I say go for it. Because it's a delight. First, like people like me who are dying to see little kids, like having fun because it's not in my home anymore.
Yeah.
If I go to the grocery store and see somebody dressed
Spider-Man
up,
is here.
I always say something too. I'm like, the hero we needed right now. Thank you
greatly.
For your service.
So you just encourage them. And now I gotta go buy a new size.
I know. Sorry, yep. Mom.
I would
That's my contribution to society.
If your kid is the kid that wears, so we were the white Power Ranger for a year.
Oh, okay.
And the only suggestion I would give is if your kid loves that costume that much, order another one.
Get
another one. So that you can keep it in rotation and you can wash the other one. I'd have to like peel it off their body at night and try and do the load.
You were like, why couldn't you like the black fabric or the even blue?
White. So bad. Oh my gosh, that's hard to keep clean. Yeah.
Okay, well, I also want to make sure that we get to an important part of this question, which is the candy. We haven't really talked about candy enough here. So I live in a neighborhood where at first there weren't a lot of kids that would come by on Halloween, so I could get used to like a bag or two. Now it's insane. It's insane. Like when I think about how much money I spend on candy to pass out, like money well spent, again, because I prioritize and love Halloween so much. But if I didn't, I would feel a lot of pressure, I think, of like, what do you do? Like, I don't want to be that house that just turns off the lights and like, sorry. But also like, it does get expensive depending on where you live. What is your advice for that, Council?
Hand out raisins. They'll never come back.
Raisins and pencils.
Box of raisins.
That was our neighbor, and I remember growing up, it was like, we don't want to go to their house. They give out raisins, and they're like, but we have to go. They're our neighbors.
You're like, trick or treat.
I know. I was thinking, wouldn't like smaller water bottles be a good thing to hand out? Because you get so like, you know, you're walking and pushing the stroller and getting the kids, like, wouldn't a drink of water be good?
I never did it,
but I always thought, like, that would be
something. That's a great idea.
Another spot that my kids actually loved a couple blocks away was an older couple, and they always had used books. They had kids' books, and that's what they gave. So I think they would just, you know, collect them throughout the year or whatever. People were getting rid of them or going to make garage sales, and that's what they had on their front stoop. So
I aspire to be that.
Yeah.
Annette in my neighborhood, she and her husband, they make fresh homemade rolls with honey butter and have them out.
What's this address?
I know. I'll send it to you. And every year we're like, bless you, because we've just been eating fun-size candy all night. And then you get this like warm roll. It's a gift. Like if you, again, I think this is what's so great about living in a community. Like you may be the house that's like, oh my gosh, we just got out the door and it is crazy. Like this question, like it just is so chaotic. And then you have people who don't have kids at home or people who just love it and miss it and they can do a little bit more and be like, come to my house. I want to see your kids in a costume. I always tell the kids in my neighborhood too, like I'll save a regular size candy bar for you because I want to see them in their costume. Again, I know this sounds really creepy, but I mean it in a totally fine way of like, I just love seeing kids happy on Halloween. It's just the best. Yeah. So I do like that idea that we all do what we can within our sphere for the time.
Do what you can when you can.
And letting go of the rest of it. And that's why we live in a community.
Going along with that, we have neighbors who, and this may be the most cost-effective, I think, but they just sit out on the sidewalk so that no one ever actually comes up to the door. And they just hand out, they have a crock pot and they hand out spice cider to everyone. And just little cups. But I'm thinking a bag of candy is about $5 and it probably feeds, I don't know.
So fast.
8 people. So like you just get a bunch of apple juice and spice it up. You know. But I love people thinking outside of the box. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We did have a lot of block parties, you know, where the neighbors would get together and we'd kind of just bring like a potluck, so to speak. You know, you bring food out there and people are just kind of visiting. But I think that is kind of nice to get your neighbors and get involved with them, because there's rare occasions where, you know, you gather as a community like that these days, I find. So
another thing that my neighborhood does that I love, 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 we have kind of a neighborhood park in the middle, and somebody will post on our neighborhood Facebook page about a month before Christmas that they're going to do a costume swap. So if anybody has kids not at home anymore and you have extra costumes that you're not going to be using.
What a great idea. Yeah.
And there's a big gazebo there. And I love the days that I drive by and I just see hangers of costumes. So they're like bring your costumes down. Or if you're a house that needs costumes this year, come down and see what costumes there are. So I think that's just a great way that a neighborhood can, like, support each other. And those people that have the, oh, gosh, here's my Aviva Wildcats costume that some kid wants.
Like, some kid is like, oh,
take
my
advantage
gosh.
Of my creature power thing that I made. Yeah, but I think just a neighborhood costume swap is so nice, especially for those that are like, my kids are all done with these. Who wants them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my That's gosh. A great way I to love
just
that.
Help.
So going back to the candy thing, I'm going to share one more thing, because our situation was a little weird because we have a diabetic, type 1 diabetic son. Oh, yeah. And so Halloween is essentially like the worst when you're diabetic. Yeah. And it's like, oh, gee. And, you know, sugar-free candy. We actually had people who would buy sugar-free candy for him just so he could come to their house. But sugar-free candy, folks, wrecks you. Like, it's not.
Yeah, it brings up other issues.
It brings up other issues.
That you don't want your children to have.
Yeah. Right. So I was talking to my friend about this one day, and she said, oh, you just need to do the Good Witch. And I'm like, what? And she said, oh, yeah. She's like, I don't mess with the whole candy thing. She's like, you can count from Halloween 3 days later, all your kids will be sick because they've ingested all the sugar and they're either going to have stomach flu or they're going to get the cold at school because their immune systems are depleted. She's like, so we do the Good Witch. And she said, you let your kids go trick-or-treating and... because they need that experience. You know, you don't want to, like, deprive your kids.
Yeah, it's fine.
So you let them go trick-or-treating. They then get to pick, when they get home, their 10 favorite pieces of candy.
Oh,
and you
cool.
save that in a bag, and it's, you know, exciting. And then you put all the rest of the candy in a bowl, and you leave it on the porch for the Good Witch. And then the Good Witch comes overnight and will replace the candy with something else that's not candy. And I was like, for her family, it was like oral care products. And I thought my kids are never going to buy into this if I give them mouthwash. That's never going to happen. But I'm like, we're going to try this and we'll just see how it goes. And we allowed our diabetic son to have, you know, he could have a couple pieces of candy. His were, you know, greatly reduced compared to the others. But everyone got to pick their 10. And then I just go and grab something at Walmart, like it was something silly, like a couple bucks, maybe even just a big pack of gum that we don't usually let them chew in the house, you know, something that would just make them excited.
Yeah.
Cue bubble tape from the 80s. There's another thing that,
oh, yes,
you know, wish we'd bubble. Chew more of.
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
There it is.
It's my iconic water bottle.
It's so perfect.
For those of you listening at home, it's an Aquanet water bottle.
Love it.
It looks exactly like the Aquanet.
But my kids, every year from the time they were little, the Good Witch comes, takes their candy. They only have 10 pieces in a bag somewhere in the house, and they love it. My older kids now in their 20s still want the Good Witch. And I just think it's interesting that they put, like, so little value. Because think about it. There's candy everywhere. You get candy all the time.
For
everything. There's nothing special about candy anymore. Halloween was the only time we got candy growing up.
Yeah.
Like, the only time.
Yeah.
So,
It's different now.
Yeah. So if you need to do the Good Witch, I highly recommend.
Well, this is what I like about, like, you make it intentional and work for your family.
Yes.
I have a lot of traditions around Halloween that are very, like, significant to my children. And now that they're adults, they still like to revisit it. And it's kind of like a way that they, like, honor their dad, you know, and his memory and things like, it's more than just, like, a holiday for them. And that makes my family different. Sure. You know, but not every holiday is going to be that. And so if there is a stress and expense and you are worried about that over a certain holiday or expectation, I think it matters if you just take a step back and go, is this something that my family is going to prioritize? Why do I care about this? What might this mean to my kids? And then what am I willing to do? And I can let go of the rest.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
And that different phases of time are going to mean different things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that's the perspective you take in anything in life, right? Is this something that we're going to put our name on and we're going to be committed to versus feeling the pressure of we have to do this, but picking things that really matter to your family. So I appreciate that.
Well, this has been a fun conversation. I would ask you guys what you're going to be for Halloween, but it's a little early. Well, maybe not.
Baby Bop.
I hope you're thinking about it.
Baby Bop.
Should we go as something together, you guys?
Yes.
Yes. I like the Aquanet theme here, you know, the 80s.
Let's do 80s. That Saturday Night Live sketch with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, and where it's the mom jeans.
Oh,
let's do the mom jeans commercial. Let's all dress up
so
like
much
that.
More comfortable anyway.
Yeah, should we do that?
Goodness,
yeah.
That's hilarious.
Well, as always, thank you for a great discussion on the Council of Moms. The Council of Moms is a production of BYU Radio. Are you listening? Are you watching this on YouTube? You can listen to the Council of Moms anywhere you get your podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, because if you really like it, share it with somebody you like too. Hopefully they'll get a kick out of it. Share it with somebody they like. And also, send us your questions. Comment here. You can also direct message us on Instagram. We read every comment. Yes, every single one. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next time on the Council of Moms.
Oh, guys. BJ.
Yes.
Is the yellow guy with the baseball
yes.
cap.
Oh.
He calls his little sister, Baby Bop, Sissy. We
oh,
were not
BJ
crazy.
And oh, Baby Bop.
That's how that Sissy who Sissy works is. In.
That is who Sissy is.
I'm glad we solved that.
Mystery solved. Thanks to the Council of Moms.